Wales will look to close some loopholes which have allowed some sales of zombie knives to continue. The Shadow Home Secretary wants a wider review. Joseph Fritzl, who imprisoned his own daughter for 24 years and fathered seven children with her, will be transferred to a regular prison. The 88-year-old was in a psychiatric unit in Austria, but applied for early release because of old age and dementia. He was jailed for life in 2009. His lawyer, Astrid Wagner, says Fritzl was emotional during today's court hearing.
He was close to tears during the hearing. He once again described how terrible his deeds were. He said he is unbelievably sorry for his victims. He would love to undo everything he did.
The United Nations says it's alarmed at the scheduled execution of a convicted murderer by nitrogen gas in America tonight. Kenneth Smith was convicted of killing a preacher's wife. Alabama maintains the nitrogen will cause unconsciousness quickly, but Ravina Shamdasini from the UN's Human Rights Office isn't sure.
The American Veterinary Medical Association recommends giving even large animals a sedative when being euthanized in this manner. While Alabama's protocol for execution makes no provision for sedation of human beings.
US aviation regulator has blocked Boeing from expanding production of its 737 MAX planes due to what it calls unacceptable quality issues. Earlier this month, officials grounded all MAX 9 models after a mid-air blowout during an Alaska Airlines flight. Wizz Air has reported a bigger than expected loss after struggling with flight suspensions due to the conflict in Gaza. It's also had to ground planes after a potential defect prompted extra engine inspections. And England's cricketers have taken an early wicket after being bowled out for 246 on the opening day on the first test in India. A short time ago, the hosts were 102 for one. That's the latest. I'm Chris Milligan.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Right, let's look at the weather. It's looking really miserable out there. 13 degrees, light rain and a gentle breeze going down to about 11 degrees overnight. Pretty much kind of day today. But tomorrow it's going to be sunny, 12 degrees, sunny with a moderate breeze. So look forward to the sunshine over the next couple of days. Saturday will be sunny and cloudy, and so will Sunday, and it should remain dry for the next few days.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good morning. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM, here with Eat My Brunch from 10, right the way through to 1. I gave the desk a bit of a clean because it was looking a little bit frowsy. Lots of dust everywhere, so I know everyone would be pleased about that. It was. I looked at the phone. I was like, I couldn't see it. That's how thick the dust was. Not that I'm weird about cleaning. I'm not weird about cleaning. I really am. If you came to my house, you would know that I'm not weird about cleaning. I seem to have a problem, as I said, with washing, clean washing everywhere. Don't know why. And I've been wearing, for the last couple of weeks, I've been wearing this jumper. I wash it, obviously, but I wear this jumper nearly every day because it's comfy. You can't see it. I bought it on TikTok Shop, and it fits between an 8 to a size 24, so I'll just about squeeze into it. And it's got pockets. I don't use them. I should put a couple of tissues in there, really. And I've got my leggings on today. I just thought, let's just wear black. I look like I'm going to burgle somebody's house. Also, I have been a little bit more easygoing on my double chin. How was that? A lot of the times when I've been doing videos, I've held the camera right up in the air and done videos. And I did a video the other day, about a couple of weeks ago. I did this video and I thought to myself, oh, should I put that? And I'd done some jamming kind of singing, so... And it was really... I really thought, oh, that's really good. I really enjoyed that. And I thought, I can't really... do that again because I'd done it off the top of my head, which is where I do quite a lot of the things on TikTok. And I thought, oh, my double chin looks terrible. And I thought, actually, it's part of you. So just believe it. So I did. And in fact, a lot of the videos I've got going up now, I'm like, oh, my God, that's a terrible angle. I'm like, I don't care. I don't care. Why should I? I'm not going to worry. I could wear a scarf, I suppose. I mean, last night's anger was slightly unflattering because I was laying back in bed. This doesn't sound good. Doing a singing video, and it looked like my head had fallen off. I didn't really have a neck at all. That was about. And I went, no, you can't do that. That's really quite wrong. I looked all lopsided. No, I did. I couldn't help it. Anyway, if you're wondering about that music, that is the wonderful Ed Rome with Top Link. He's got some more new music coming out. I've already had a sneak peek of his brand new track, which is marvellous. I was going to say a word beginning with something. I can't tell you. It's marvellous. There was so much talent in Essex. Yeah, I'm going down to Hotbox to see some music as well. If you don't know Hotbox, it's in Chelmsford, where the Arches are. Really good venue. Dave's been into the studio before to talk about the venue, and they have lots and lots of local bands and jam nights and all sorts of things there. So it's a really good venue, and you've got parking, so you can park or you can get the bus or the train. So it's really, really central in Chelmsford, a great location. Plus, we've got great locations here in Brentwood as well, but I'm just saying, if you want to get out of Brentwood, why would you though? If you live here, I'd love to get into Brentwood. Can't afford it.
You light.
Oh no.
The sky.
Oh no, no. We'll play that in a minute. I've got to have something up tempo. I can't have that.
Okay.
It's going to bring me down. I do love Take That. In fact, Take That liked one of my comments yesterday. So I will. I'll play their song a bit later. All right, Gary. How you doing?
I know you don't listen to me, 'cause you say you see straight through me, don't you?
Too many times, I wish I never cared. Been torn and twisted all. saves me from the drag of wealth. All that loving I'll be a fool. I'll overlook the stupid things he does. Straight up forgive him when he's wrong. When he's falling off the wagon, we still dance to our favorite slow song. I'm swimming in a sea of loneliness. Wanna take that chance, I wanna say yeah. But too many times I wish I never cared. Been torn and twisted, oh I swear. Too many nights crying that it's not fair. If I get hurt again,
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leilina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're up for a fantastic challenge, for an inspiring cause, why not take on the Baker's Brentwood Half Marathon for St. Francis Hospice? Taking place in March 2024, it's a great opportunity to get fit, make a difference, and be part of Team SFH. For more information and to find out how you can take part, just search St. Francis Hospice Brentwood Half.
Phoenix FM.
tree. Take the chapstick, put it on your lips, crack a smile, adjust my tie.
That is Vampire Weekend with Oxford Comma. And that is a clean edit. We're going to be talking about butter chicken. Oh, do you know what? I never really have butter chicken because although I do have a pretty poor diet and I do like my food, as you know, I don't want to eat butter chicken because it's got a lot of butter in it. And yet I have butter on my bread. Although lately I've not been having so much butter because I've been not eating a lot of bread. In fact, I might get the bread maker down over the weekend and make some bread. My eating has gone very strange lately because I'm not really sure what I fancy to eat. I made a lovely spaghetti bolognese, though. That was gorgeous. And then I froze loads of it and ate it sort of, you know, over a week or two. That's really nice. But yeah, I don't know. I'm a bit. I should really make up a batch of chili con carne because that's really cheap and easy to do. Also, spaghetti bolognese. And maybe do something like a chicken, because if I get a whole chicken, I just got to be in the mood, cook the chicken, eat the chicken, have it in a sandwich. I can then make a chicken curry and then put some of that in the freezer. Yeah. Just so you're doing a bit of batch cooking, because it's much better when you do like that, isn't it? And I don't know why I've got a voice like that. What happened to my voice? I don't know what happened. I've got into West Country and I don't even live in the West Country and never have. We just started talking like that. You will have people that talk on air like that. Won't you? But not me. Yes, chili con carne. Mmm. Somebody said, I'm currently dressed for a Zoom call on top and on the bottom. Have you got anything on the bottom half? Oh, yes, they have. So they've got gym joggers on or something for the bottom half. Oh, yeah, that's the way people get dressed up, don't they, for Zoom calls. They're very smart. And then you could just be wearing your pants. You smell of garlic. Why do you smell of garlic? Oh, you've bought mints this morning as well. Yeah, Mrs. F is just telling me she's bought some mints. We've got Mrs. G, completely different person, and Mrs. F. I don't mind the smell of garlic. I don't like it when somebody's had like a spicy sandwich or something and they go, hi, and you're like, I need to go to the dentist. I'm sure all my teeth are kind of about to fall out. I've still got a milk tooth at the front. Can you hear that? I've still got a milk tooth at the front that needs to come out. Well, it's probably going to fall out eventually. I mean, it should have fallen out when I was about three or four, but it's still there. But I do need to get my teeth sorted. I would like to get them whitened, but last time I had them done, which was about 20 years ago, it was really, really painful. And I don't ever want to have that again. I was in pain for a couple of days afterwards as well. It's not when they do the very quick bleaching. I mean, this was in the early days of people having it done. My teeth were nice and white, but they were really sensitive. And I never had sensitive teeth before that. I didn't get whitening strips. I just don't want anything that's got that peroxide. And that's what you need to get the nice whiteness, don't you? Unless you have the veneer things over the top. You know, you can get those. They're not veneers. They don't shave your teeth down. They just put like a coating, which are a bit like false nails, but for your teeth. And they do look really nice. Except, you know, I see a lot of young people, they're going to get these turkey teeth. And they go to Turkey and then they have all their teeth like shaved down. And they've got lovely teeth in the first place. And all these teeth need replacing. I'd love a dentist. If you're a local dentist in Brentwood, please, I'd love to have a chat with you on the show about it. It's just because it's so much cheaper to go over to places like Turkey to have your teeth done. In fact, me probably flying over there, getting a checkup and getting my teeth, a couple of fillings would probably be cheaper. I know, it's bad, isn't it? Right, should we play some more music? I think we should. I don't know why I'm chatting so much today. I haven't got any friends or anything in my life. Right, we're going to play a song by Hurricane Highway. This is beautiful. This is called Young Love's a Liar.
Feeling you've got now makes you believe your feet will never touch the ground. He tells her she means every word she's saying, and that hearts will never stray. Those butterflies will always be flying round. Young love's a liar. The second you start falling, it'll blind you. Get you under its spell, thinking nobody else can light that fire. But young love's a liar. It tells you when your heart breaks, get used to the pain. Think you blew your only chance, and you said one. Spend your whole life chasing yesterday's young love's life.
Hey, turn on, kids. This is Ashley from Freak Power, and you're listening to Michelle Ward.
Eat my brunch.
Down.
Lenny Kravitz. This is TK421. Lenny Kravitz, still a good-looking dude playing great music. Don't know why I said the word still. He's gorgeous. Like Lenny Kravitz. I also like Jason Momoa. Just let you know, I do like Jason Momoa. I just don't know what he's got, cheeky kind of and green eyes. It's not because he's buff. That's not really... I like people because of their brains anyway, because that's the way I am. But there's something very humorous about him. He's got a lovely smile, but he's also comes across really well. And he is handsome. But he's a bit too buff for me. Do you know what I mean? Just in case. I mean, if he was here listening to the radio show, please pop in to the station. Please feel that you can pop in and have a chat. You'll be fine. Yes, I was just telling somebody about the grapes from Marks and Spencer's. There are other supermarkets. They do grapes that taste like candy floss. Candy floss is one of those things that you kind of go, oh, yeah. I'd want a bit of candy floss. You know when you get a bit of a craving, you start thinking about maybe stuff you had as a kid, like the hot donuts from Southend, which you wouldn't have now. But the smell of them, you know that smell of the fat and the sugar. And then they never quite taste as you kind of remember. But candy floss is one of the things that you can kind of, even now, you go, oh yeah, I can remember the pink candy floss. Mum, what's the candy floss? Terrible stuff. But you can get candy floss flavoured grapes. So you're having the candy floss experience but eating grapes. A man with a good conversation is sexy. Yes, Mrs. F, I agree. You know, yeah, well, a man with a good conversation and telling you about things that you don't know in the world, that's always interesting. Unless it's mechanical, and then I find it a bit... This is mechanical or something like that that I don't really understand. But yeah, conversation is sexy. Conversation is sexy, yeah. I thought, yeah, you just Googled the grapes. They do exist, candy floss grapes. Very, very nice. Marks and Spencer's. In fact, I saw Jamie Oliver on, not in person, although I have, but not yesterday. He was on with his cooking. He's got a cooking channel that's on all the time. I don't know how, I was clicking on something. It's like, he's on there again, but he has got his own channel. And he was making a pizza, and on the pizza were grapes. Now, I like pizza with pineapple, as you know, and I also have to have, it can't just be pineapple, it has to be tomatoes, red onion, anchovies, pepperoni, something a bit spicy, and then you have the pineapple, which just takes the, just gives it a bit of a sweetness, and then you've got the, you know, and a few chilies on it as well, love it. But he put grapes on his pizza, with some mozzarella and stuff. I'm not keen on mozzarella, I find it unnecessary in life, mozzarella. Unless you're going to put chilli on it, you can put chilli oil on it, and then it's a little bit, you know, and a bit of lemon juice. That kind of makes it a little bit nicer. But on a pizza, I just thought, oh, it's horrible mozzarella. It's just, I like a bit of strong cheddar. I might make some pizzas, actually, over the next couple of days. If you make the bread in the bread maker, and then you can make them to order. So it's only me in the house. I'll be like, what do you want for dinner, Michelle? I want a pizza without grapes. That's great, I'll make one. What's this? My watch keeps going off as well, and I can't see it. I think it says something about wine on there. I'm trying to be good this week. I've only had one glass of red wine this week. I'm very proud of myself for that. I do have some bottles of champagne. I'm not keen on champagne. I'm not really keen on Prosecco either. So I don't really like things with bubbles. Goat's cheese salad is amazing. Yeah, I like goat's cheese. That's not bad. With a bit of beetroot or something, balsamic vinegar. Bit of balance. Yeah. The only thing I don't like, as you know, I think I've mentioned it before, is tarragon. That's the devil's herb, that is. I can't stand it. Whoa, it's horrible. I was going to talk about butter chicken. Butter chicken is at the heart of a £188,000 legal battle. The question of who invented the dish, made with tandoor cooked chicken pieces, mixed in tomato gravy and dollops of cream and butter, will be settled in court. It's one of India's best loved dishes. I've never had it myself. Owners of Moti Mahal, a famed Delhi restaurant, have filed a lawsuit against its rival chain, Dari Ganji, I think that is, accusing it of falsely claiming to have invented the dish. Wow. So yeah, they're going to court about that. The family is seeking £188,000 in damages, saying the restaurant copied its layout, website and the look and feel of its restaurants. Well, the thing is, I thought that'd been quite difficult to... People have that on TikTok all the time. You see all these influencers. That's another thing, actually. You invent something and then suddenly one of the big companies produces exactly the same thing of your product, and you see people on there crying because they've been making a nice living and then they just get completely ripped off. It's terrible. I don't want to really go into the story. You will hear it on the news about the execution in America. I turn it off. I can't stand anything to do with execution types, so I don't agree with it. I don't care what somebody's done. I think if you've committed a crime, go to prison, and the prisons over in America are horrific compared to what we've got over here. And that's it. You're locked up. Nobody wants to hear about you again. That's it. I cannot agree with the death penalty. I'm sorry. I just couldn't. I just don't. I know a lot of you would disagree with me on that, but I just find it... I find it abhorrent. I can't. No. And it's not that I don't feel so... You know, you can say that and still think that, you know, locking somebody up, you'd rather lock them up for life and then throw away the key and that's it. And when you look at the prisons over in America compared to what we got here, wow, I mean, who'd want to be in any of those awful places? Awful. Right, 11:43. That was a bit of a chat, wasn't it? Let's play some more music. Here is Lewis Capaldi. This is Strangers.
We were strangers at the bar, they were playing Wonderwall. I overheard you say you hate this song. Next thing I knew, I'm walking over, came and tapped you on your shoulder. Said, my dear, you're not the only one.
Spent the night there at my place. That night became 100 days, and I shared all my deepest secrets with you. Soon enough, well, I found out you're something I can't live without. And every time I close my eyes, I miss you. And I know I waited all my life just to fall for someone like you. In the blink of an eye, it all fell through. I can't even lie, I'm not doing well. Waking up without you, sleeping by myself. Alone in our room, all your stuff is gone. Yeah, I'm standing still here while you're moving on. When my world would tear into, you were wearing two. Now I can't even call or call you my friend. Oh darling, it's strange, cause you and I are strangers all over again. Hearts are missing, heads ablaze. The nights become the start of days, and I've been drinking just to get me through. It's funny how you love someone, and when it's over, said and done, it's almost like you never even knew. And I know I waited all my life just to fall for someone like you. In the blink of an eye, yeah, it all fell through. I can't even lie, I'm not doing well. Waking up without you, sleeping by myself. Alone in our room, all your stuff is gone. Yeah, I'm standing still here while you're moving on. When my world would tear in two, you were wearing two. Now I can't even call or call you my friend. Oh darling, it's strange, cause you and I are strangers all over again. All over again. Now I know I'll be waiting all my life for someone like you. I can't even lie, I'm not doing well. Waking up without you, sleeping by myself. Alone in our room, all your stuff is gone. Yeah, I'm standing still here while you're moving on. When my world would tear in two, you were wearing two. Now I can't even call or call you my friend. Oh darling, it's strange, cause you and I are strangers.
Wait a minute, Mr. Postman, isn't it? Hey, wait a minute, Mr. Postman. Yeah, wait a minute, Mr. Postman. It is, isn't it? A little bit, maybe.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Right, let's have a look at the traffic and the travel straight onto the roads. Now, Brook Street roundabout is looking absolutely fine, but there is a little bit of congestion from Stapleford Tawny down towards Brook Street roundabout, which is on the M25. When you get to Brook Street roundabout, it's clear, and then heading down in both directions towards Lakeside is absolutely fine. Heading along the A12, A1023, very busy around Wilson's Corner and around Shenfield Station at the moment. A12 is flowing pretty nicely into Chelmsford. More traffic and travel in an hour.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Here's the brand new one, Rod Stewart and Jules Holland. This is Almost Like Being in Love.
Has been what a rare mood I'm in. Why it's almost like being in love. There's a smile on my face for the whole human race. Why it's almost like being in love. All the music of life seems to be like a bell that is ringing for me, just me. And from the way that I feel when that bell starts to peal, I would swear I was falling.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, me, 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 make me your home.
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Khan. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House. House with Marcus Dryden, Nikki Star-Lewis and Daryl Privett. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentworth 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Phoenix FM.
Taking some time to get it right. Going back to a better time. Grass wasn't greener on the other side. I only hope when my knees were grazed. I had to hope when I weren't okay. Now that I'm older, I face darker days. Well, maybe I just lost my mind. Lately I just wanna feel whole.
Weekdays 3 till 6pm with local events, drive live sessions, classic and latest hits, independent artists, requests, features including guest the intro, interviews.
Hello.
Hi, Tim.
Hi, Anne.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Joe.
3 till 6pm on Phoenix FM. See you there.
Blast it.
Took my breath away a little bit there. It's like Joe can't breathe to these people.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And Joe's guest today is going to be Michelle Spencer talking about mindfulness and well-being.
lovely cricket. If you like your cricket, then don't miss 98 Not Out every Thursday between 6 and 7 right here on Phoenix FM with me, Darren Mooty. I'll be bringing you all the latest news locally, nationally and internationally from around the world of cricket. There'll be some guests, a bit of chat and some music too, so don't miss it every Thursday, 6 till 7 on Phoenix FM.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
I'm John Chubb. Join me every Thursday night from 7 till 8pm for the Non-League Hour. All the latest results and fixtures involving non-league football teams from steps 1 to 6 across Essex and East London. Reports, interviews and your musical break. That's the Non-League Hour, only here on Phoenix 98 FM.
And plenty more shows coming up here on Phoenix FM as well. We'll talk about them after the news. I'll be back with more, including another exclusive First Play.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.